Broadcasting live from the beautiful Colorado Convention Center for Collaborate 13 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, Collaborate 13 Technology and Applications Forum for the Oracle community. And once again, somebody from, what did you call it, the Big O?
The Big O. And Lee, sitting from our vantage point here, as far as the eye can see in any direction, you just have a whole lot of really smart people with a vested interest in Oracle applications. The room is absolutely teeming. And right here in the booth, we have with us Vice President Mr. John O'Rourke. Welcome to the show, man.
Thanks. Thanks for inviting me.
You've been watching a couple of interviews, kind of got the feel for the thing. Now you're up here in the hot seat. Tell us a little bit about your role with the Big O, as we've been calling it today.
Yeah, sure. I head up product marketing for our Enterprise Performance Management, or EPM, products. That's a result of the Hyperion acquisition 6 years ago. So I joined Hyperion 10 years prior to Oracle, then 6 years now at Oracle. So 16 years total in product marketing around this set of solutions.
And that's your tagline, EPM and ERP, better together.
Absolutely.
Yeah, speak to that some, if you will.
Yeah, well, you know, part of the attraction of the Hyperion acquisition coming into Oracle was to really bring the value of these types of applications to the Oracle ERP customer base. And we've done a lot of work in the last 6 years to create a strong level of integration between the products, and thousands of Oracle customers are now starting to take advantage of the Hyperion applications.
So now, what are these EPM applications, and how do they differ from the ERP applications?
Yeah, so if you think about it, the ERP application is really designed to automate and improve operational processes like order to cash or procure to pay, right? These things that run day-to-day parts of your business. And the EPM applications are really designed to automate management processes like setting goals and objectives, or doing your budgeting and planning and financial reporting and so forth. So they're very complementary. The EPM applications can integrate data from multiple ERP applications. So if you have PeopleSoft at one division, an SAP, or eBusiness Suite at another division, we can integrate data from multiple applications and give you a single environment for doing your goal setting and your planning and budgeting and forecasting and so forth. So they really work together quite well.
I would think that conversations like this are easy enough when you're talking with technically proficient people like me and Lee, right? But no, a lot of times, don't you find yourself in the room with senior level executives that may not be all that technically plugged in?
We should have a chart here with all the acronyms that we use, and then you translate the acronyms first. That's the biggest piece.
So is that a challenge for you?
In terms of these types of applications, typically the main sponsor or driver is the CFO or the Office of Finance, right? The Chief Financial Officer and the financial executives. They're the ones typically driving the requirements around these enterprise performance management applications, and they're working closely with IT. So we usually just try to engage closely with the business users in finance, understand what their business problems are and their challenges, and then make sure we're speaking, you know, in their terms and relating to their business issues, and demonstrating how we can help solve their problems and make their lives easier.
Now, is it a leap of faith to think that the EPM applications are going to really integrate well with the ERP applications? It sounds like it's a good idea, but in reality, like, that's not a scary endeavor for these companies?
No, it's not, actually. We've always had that ability, even when Hyperion was a standalone company. And since we became part of Oracle, we've made a lot of investments in this area. And there's really three, you know, key areas that we've created integration. One is data integration. So we make it very easy to exchange data between the transaction systems like your general ledgers and human resource systems and the enterprise performance management applications. The second one would be metadata. So that's the data about data, right? How you organize your accounts and how you organize your organizational hierarchies or your organizational structure, other types of metadata within the applications. That can be exchanged easily. And then the third one is process integration. So we actually can monitor processes happening within these operational systems and the ERP applications, and then trigger things to happen in the enterprise performance management applications as a result. So there's a, you know, strong level of integration between them, and we've done that across eBusiness Suite, PeopleSoft, JD Edwards, Fusion. We've also done it for SAP customers.
So you're almost platform agnostic from that standpoint, right?
We are. We are actually data agnostic, although there's a lot of benefits for Oracle customers. We have built out special level of integration there to make it faster to deploy the solutions and also have a lower ongoing cost of ownership.
So how long does it take to get this thing really put to bed? Are we talking about weeks, months, years? What's the deployment take?
Yeah, well, the good news is it's a lot faster than deploying the ERP system itself,
right?
Which you know can be a multi-year project in some cases. But in EPM, for example, take a planning application. If you want to deploy a budgeting and planning application for, say, 50 users, in finance and maybe other departments, we've seen those go as quick as 3 months in some cases. For a more complex, larger deployment, it could be 6 months. And now we're actually moving these applications into the cloud. And that could actually take it down to a matter of weeks. You're not installing the software and having to set up all the hardware and so forth. It really does accelerate the time to value for customers.
What about the upgrades? How can the EPM applications help with the ERP upgrades?
Actually, yeah, they can play a strong role in that as well. There's a couple of aspects to that. One is if you're upgrading from, say, eBusiness Suite Release 11 to R12, to R12 Fever, right?
R12 Fever
is running rampant here. But we actually play a strong role in that in terms of helping you to manage your charts of accounts and other metadata between those versions. So EPM solutions can play a role there. We can play a role in putting in a consistent environment for doing your financial reporting, say. So we're currently pulling data from your current legacy systems. And then as you upgrade to a new release or, say, to Fusion applications or something, we can provide with Hyperion applications a consistent platform for doing your management reporting, your financial reporting, your budgeting and planning while you're upgrading all these back-end systems. So it really does give you a nice consistent environment for the management team as you're going through a system upgrade.
And so what's the mission here for you personally at Collaborate 13? What are you going to try to get accomplished while you're here?
Like, our biggest mission here is really to educate the Oracle customer community about the benefits and the value of the enterprise performance management applications and really how they can help them get more value from their ERP investments and help them to improve decision-making and help their companies perform better.
Can you share any examples of customers who are using the EPM and ERP together?
There are actually thousands of these around the world and more joining every day. Some of the bigger names I can mention at the top of my head were companies like Alcoa, which was able to close their books in like 2 days with a combination of Oracle.
Wow.
It is amazing for a multi-billion-dollar company.
Right.
They put their results out to the street yesterday. It was April 8th, right? So they do that with a combination of Oracle eBusiness Suite and Hyperion on top. Dell is another large customer of ours, ING, MetLife. I mean, it's across all industries and some of the largest companies in the world.
Where can people listening go for more information?
Yeah, the best place to go besides the conference here and attending the sessions and absorbing as much as you can is if you go to Oracle's website, oracle.com/EPM. That just takes you to our homepage. And from there, you can navigate and find the various solutions I mentioned, like the financial reporting and budgeting and planning and profitability analysis and so forth.
Is there anything on your to-do list at the conference that you haven't done yet that you're excited about, other than being on the radio here with us?
Yeah, he checked that box now.
That's a bucket list thing I know. You mentioned earlier.
This is definitely high on the list. I'm also thinking going outside and maybe having a snowball fight with somebody.
There you go.
Maybe that some snow angels in the front. Right. All right, John, we really appreciate you being part of this.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, this is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We'll be back in a few at Collaborate 13.